You're listening to Sounds Around Town. I'm Al Loya, your host. But today, we're doing something just a little bit different. Moon DC is in the house, and he's going to be interviewing me. You guys have been hearing interviews about other people, and you really don't know anything about me. So Moon DC is going to bring you up to speed.
That's right. I'm definitely in the house. Al, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, man.
Good. We're going to let these people know out here, the podcast, RadioIV.com, things about the studio. We're going to let people know a slew of information that they just might not happen to know. That sound good tonight?
That sounds great.
We're going to go into, I met you about almost 2 years ago, let's say a year and a half ago, and I was really impressed when I came here for the first time to record. And we'll take it back, man. This is Al and myself in the studio late night, and you're listening to it right now. I met this man about a year and a half ago, and I was really interested in seeing all the stuff that he had to offer as far as things he knows about the record industry, the business. He plays instruments. He owns his own studio. So it's not about myself tonight. It's not about anybody except for Al right here at In the Jar Studios.
Whoa, he's making me feel real special now.
Yeah. As far as let's get back to your playing days before you actually owned a studio. Tell a little bit about these shows and songs that you recorded and how did that go for you as far as actually being in the loop of doing shows?
Wow, man. I mean, that goes back a long ways. I've been playing music for over 20 years. I'll stop there. In and around Houston. I started playing when I was probably, 6 years old. My parents got me to some piano lessons. And then from there, I went and joined the band in school and started playing the trombone and then moved to the trumpet. And I enjoyed playing the brass instruments as well. And then I met a guy named Ruben, and I saw him playing guitar. And I was just like blown away. And I said, man, that is what I want to do. And ever since then, I've been playing guitar and, actually had an opportunity to make a band with Ruben. And we've been playing ever since.
As far as you saying playing instruments, so was your family inclined to music? Did you have any grandpas or anybody else playing bands?
Actually, yes. Actually, my grandfather and his son traveled all around Mexico playing traditional Mexican music. My grandfather played all kinds of instruments, and his son did as well. I never got to meet either one of them because they died before I was born. But my grandmother and my mother told me, a lot about them.
Mm-hmm. True. Well, because a lot of artists, they either happen to fall into it or their family was very musically inclined.
Right.
And then they get their inspirations and influences. Tell us a little bit about your influences when you were younger and listening to music before you knew how to play, before you owned your own studio and went to school for this.
Well, what's funny, man, is that around the house, my parents were kind of different. My dad was into all this old stuff, American music, though. Mm-hmm. And my mom was into the Mexican music. And so I was listening to, all this rancheras and, Andy Williams, the Platters and stuff like that from my dad. And then as I started going to school and stuff, I started listening to Motown stuff because of my cousins and, Michael Jackson and... Mm-hmm. But once I started getting into my own thing, I was listening to stuff like Kiss, Cheap Trick,
yes.
Led yep. Zeppelin, stuff like that. Pink Floyd, Foghat, just a bunch of the older rock bands that were available to me at that time. Boston, I mean, just a bunch of really cool rock bands that were around back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question? Do you like Prince?
Yeah, I like Prince. I've actually seen him live. He's awesome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just felt, because you were saying I'll come up with all those bands, I was like, Prince. I never really got into Prince, but...
He's a hell of a guitar player. Let me put it to you that way.
Yeah, yeah. If you're just now tuning in, right now, Moon DC, myself, we got Al Loya of In The Jar Studios right here on RadioIV.com. Sounds Around Town. So, You were talking about your musical past. What made you transform into actually wanting to evolve as a as an artist and go to school and be a producer and actually produce other people's music?
Well, actually,
as well.
Yeah, actually, what happened was made a band, Ruben and I, with some other friends of ours. After a while, you know, we got proficient on our instruments and we decided we wanted to record our music. And we started looking around town and we went in and visited studios and the people were kind of not very cool with us. You know, I mean, we were new to the game. You know, we didn't know much about what it was to record our music and stuff like that. And they just treated us like we were, you know, germs or something. I really don't know how to explain it to you, but not very nice. Let me just put it to you that way.
Not very. It's like we're gonna teach y'all how to do it so y'all can pay us your tuition, but we don't want y'all to touch the stuff.
Well, this wasn't in school. This is just visiting studios here in town, and that's just kind of the impression that they gave us.
Mm-hmm.
We finally decided to record at this one studio because it was actually at a location where we were rehearsing at, and the guy had a little studio in there. And we weren't really happy with the outcome of the recording because, like I said, this guy was just into basically getting you in there, getting paid, and, you know, next. Basically, that's what was going on.
And there's a lot of that stuff going on around here.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in your city, your town. Make sure you check out the right producer, the right beat maker, the right recording engineer. Make sure you check it out before you actually go and spend your money on something that you want to be your dream. And that kind of leads me into the next question I've got, man. It's as far as you went from an artist, what made you come up with the concept? Obviously, you're saying you're getting screwed over by these labels and these other.
Well, I wouldn't say labels.
Yeah.
You know, we hadn't gotten to that point yet. This is back, you know, early on in the career where, you know, we were looking to record somewhere just to get a demo done so we could play clubs.
Yep.
I mean, it's still very necessary for you to have a demo just so that a club owner could say, hey, well, this guy's proficient enough with his instrument or this group's proficient enough with their instruments that we're going to allow them the opportunity to play our venue.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were looking for a place to record our music back then. And, you know, we finally decided to record at this one location because we met the guy and he seemed pretty cool. But the point was, you know, he was actually just in it for, you know, making the quick buck.
Yeah.
And like I said, we were not satisfied with what we got from the recording. You know, he didn't explain, you know, this is the process, this is how it's going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I mean, we just went in there. And it was just basically like we were rehearsing, and whatever came out, that's what came out. I mean, you know, we were well rehearsed. We were ready to record. We knew that much, but we didn't know anything else. I mean, we didn't know about punching in. We didn't know about overdubbing. We didn't know any of that stuff. We were just ignorant.
Those are things you all learn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, over time. But, you know, like I said, this was the first time that we were in a studio. And so after that, you know, experience, I felt like, you know, everybody in this business was just out for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just in my mind. And that's the way kind of we felt at the time. And so I decided that I would go to school to learn how to do this because obviously these people don't understand where I'm coming from. They don't know what I want from them. And I'm not getting my point across in order for me to achieve what I wanted.
Yeah,
you know. And ultimately, I learned a lot of things, and it was basically that I was ignorant to the fact of what the process was, you know, in the recording process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just didn't know enough about it, and I wanted to have someone to blame.
Yeah, true. Know? So that's pretty much how the concept of In the Jar Studios evolved.
That's correct. That is exactly correct. So I went to school to learn recording engineering, and I you know, had some great professors there, Dan Yaney, Steve Ames, just some really cool cats. And actually, Steve Ames took me under his wing, and I actually had an opportunity to work live sound with him at St. John's Methodist Church. And man, it was a great experience. I worked there with Steve for like a year. And then I decided that, you know, it was time to part ways. and get into the studio. I mean, I had the studio going, but I just hadn't got it to the point where it's at now.
True.
And so I got into it really, really heavily after that.
Oh, yeah. If we're talking to Al Loya of In the Jar Studios, pretty much the history of the studio, the history of the man behind the studio. As far as recording, so anybody out there that's looking for recording time, make sure you call Al at In the Jar Studios. He'll do you right. As far as details, like, give a little bit explanation, kind of like a rap sheet, to where people are like, oh, okay, I see where he's going with that. As far as they might know a name of a band that you've recorded with, or they might know some people, to where they're like, oh, okay, they work with them. I'm going to go over here and check out this guy.
Well, actually, I've worked with bands like before there was Roslyn, kind of like a heavy metal band there. And another band that comes to mind right off the top of my head is Love Gravy with old Johnny Two Sticks on the drums. And Demetrius Rail, which is also a pretty popular band here in town. So those are just to name a few. I've actually worked with a couple of labels out of California.
Nice.
And one of the guys that was signed to that label is actually J.J. Cruz. You know who I'm talking about there.
Are you talking about the Dirty Tex-Mexican?
That's right.
Oh, man.
And so we did his album under Universal Soldier Records.
Yep. Fresh out of California. The first thing I should say, man, when as far as coming recording, you're going to make that phone call, is what can I expect from this place? You know, this, like you were saying earlier, this is what I want, this is the kind of sound that I want. Is he gonna feel this? Is he gonna like this? You know how dealing with a producer that really doesn't like your music, he's not gonna really give a shit one way or the other. So as far as, like, what do you think these artists outside should expect when they're coming to In the Jar Studios?
Well, yeah, it goes right back to what I was saying. I've been on the other side of the glass. I know what it's like to be the artist. So I put every piece of my soul into the recording process.
Did y'all hear that?
Yes, I'm telling you. I put everything that I got into this art that I've learned over time, so that my clients are satisfied with what they've got. I mean, you know, they're not happy, I'm not happy. And the point is that, you know, music is something that I love. I live for this stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, You can't replace that with anything. You know, it's something that either you have it or you don't. And that's all there is to it.
We are In the Jar Studios, Sounds Around Town, with Alfred Loya and Moon DC. You are also a producer. How do you feel lending savvy information to your clients?
Well, I'll tell you this, Moon. If the client is open to being produced, first of all, I mean, some clients want to come in and say, okay, I want to have the sound that I have in the rehearsal studio, or I want to have the sound that I have when I go out and play live. You know, I can understand and appreciate that, but you can also take it to another level with production. You see what I'm saying? And so I sit down with my clients and we talk about, you know, all the things that we can be doing in the studio to make their music go further than where it's at this point. You know, I can respect it if they say, well, no, we really just want to stick to what we sound like live. You know, and I'll leave it at that. Yeah. And if the client decides, hey, we want to take a chance and let you produce our music, then we take it to the next level. And, you know, we discuss, you know, a few topics about what they expect. And, you know, if they have a band that they're trying to emulate and capture certain sounds or sonic tones of that band, then, you know, I asked them to bring in some music so I can listen to, have a reference of where they're coming from. A lot of times, you know, if you're trying to sound like a certain guitar player and you don't have that guitar and you don't have that amp, it's kind of, you know, hard to get that sound.
Yep.
I mean, I know that there's a lot of devices out there that say they emulate these amplifiers or this guitar, and some of them do a pretty darn good job of it, don't get me wrong, but it's just not the same, you know? So you can come close, but it's not going to be exactly the same. At any rate, it will come out pretty close, and it's going to definitely sound good. But ultimately, mm-hmm. you should be trying to develop your own sound.
Be original.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's too many copycats out there, the band that sound like this band. But
exactly.
That's all their job.
Right.
But we got some good music talk right here on Sound Around Town. Make sure if you're interested in any of this information, make sure you call Al right here at In the Jar Studios. We're gonna give them a number out, Al, so that they can get more informed.
Yeah, the number is 713-447-2274.
And that is In the Jar Studios. Go ahead and give them that number one more time.
It's 713-447-2274. And we'll treat you right.
And this is Moon DC with Al Loy in the studio. Can you explain your typical recording session to where these guys come in? Let's say there's different genres that you do, correct?
Yeah, sure.
Anything from rap, reggaeton, country, I mean, anything y'all want to call it. Come in here. He knows the vision. He sees what you want to do. All you got to do is talk to him. He knows what he's talking about. He knows what you're trying to do before you even plug in your damn guitar. Okay, so...
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I mean, you know, I had a guy come in here doing some traditional Colombian music, and they were playing harps and stuff. That was kind of new to me. But, you know, the project came out really well.
And you're also doing a live sound. So anybody out there that needs live sound, he's a very busy man, so he doesn't move unless the check's coming through the mail.
Well, yeah, you could say that. But the point is, you know, if you schedule it, you know, and it's open, we'll book it and we'll do it, you know. And like I said before, and you know this, it's not about the money for me. It's about, you know, helping the artist, you know, achieve what their dream is and get to that next level.
And there's not another studio in Houston, Texas that can say that. So, who do you need to record? In the Jar Studios. That's all you need is In the Jar. That's our slogan. So, most bands, they come in here, they want to know what it sounds like. They can bring all their equipment in here, or they can just record one solo track. Let's say a rapper wants to come in here. He got some cool stuff. He got some fresh beats. He can come in here and record some good music, and I guarantee you what, 99% of Al's clients, they'll keep on coming back because they like it's a good atmosphere. Right here at In the Jar Studio, it's a good atmosphere. Al's a very wise man, and you'll really like your stay right here at In the Jar Studios. And we're on Sounds Around Town with Al Loya. So how did the Sounds Around Town podcast come out? Because, I mean, we're going from playing shows, recording music, inventing your own studio, producing, engineering, and now you're also having a podcast right here from Houston, Texas, Sounds Around Town.
That's right. Sounds Around Town came from the same concept. I noticed that a lot of my clients were also new to the recording process. They were always asking me questions about, and in fact, I just got this last week. A guy came in here and he was saying, well, to copyright my music, can I just send it to myself in the mail and never open the envelope? I mean, a lot of people out there probably listening to this show right now probably think that, yeah, that's a legal thing, but actually it's no. You actually have to send your music along with a sheet that you fill out from the copyright office. Form is called PA, and then you fill that out and you send your music along with your lyric sheet to the federal government, and you send your fee along with it, and you'll receive in the mail a form that says, hey, you know, your music is copyrighted now.
Oh, my gosh. So you got to send the lyrics?
You got to send the lyrics. You got to send the music. And, how much? You know, either on a CD or cassette or whatever means you have. And you send it to them. The last time I checked, I think it was $35.
Is that a one-time fee? Or
That's a one-time fee if you're sending either. You can consolidate your music. And, you know, say you have 10 songs on a CD. And then you get all your lyrics and then you put them together call it derivative works, I believe it's what it's called, and you fill out the form with your name and social and all that information that they require on that form PA, and you send it to the copyright office, and they'll send you back a form saying that you own these songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it has a number on there that describes, you know, where they can find you know, that music or whatnot.
And I bet you anything, there's not, I can't name five artists off the top of my head that know that.
Right, right. A lot of people don't know that. They think that they can actually send themselves their music, you know, through the mail and never open it, and that will stand up in a court of law. Well, it won't. And so that kind of questions that I would get led me to wanting to create this show. Mm-hmm. You know, first of all, I wanted to give them information, because information is power. We all know that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, keep these folks informed, and then also keep them entertained, and also give them some promotion, you know.
Yeah, true.
Play their music, and also interview those folks that interested me, you know. And so that's kind of where I got the concept of Sounds Around Town.
And is it true, can I honestly say, that Sounds Around Town in the Jar Studio is actually the first studio in Houston to put out a podcast, as far as giving these listeners a variety of subjects and information that they probably did not know? They're opening up their eyes, and they're just like, I didn't know this. I thought you could just write a rhyme or just play a guitar.
Actually, yeah. I was the first one to do this, and now there are others that are trying to follow suit, or are following suit.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, I do.
We're sitting here right now, and we're just thinking in our head, can we honestly believe that? I mean, that's an idea that Al came up with, Sounds Around Town. It's a podcast giving you people information, giving the listeners information, giving the artists information. You can come in here and record right here at NJR Studios. For those of you just tuning in, this is Moon DC, Sounds Around Town, with Alfred Lawyer of In the Jar Studios.
That's right.
And we were just talking about the podcast, pretty much the first studio in Houston to have a podcast to bring useful information to the artist, known as you. So we're going to go into podcast Sounds Around Town. And then how did, there's this place on the internet, some of y'all might know what's going on, but it's called RadioIV.com. Yeah. How did the whole idea, the supernova, burst open?
Actually, RadioIV was something that a friend of mine named Rigo came up with over 3 or 4 years ago, I believe. And I didn't see the vision at the time, but once MySpace blew up, I was like, dude, this guy had that concept 4 years ago. And I told him, man, we got to bring this back. You know, this town needs something like that. Mm-hmm. And I got him off his duff, and we started the Radio IV over again. And it's alive and well and kicking on the internet 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Streaming the best in Texas music.
That's right.
Right there on RadioIV.com. This is your host, Moon DC. We got Al Lloyd in the studio. For anybody that needs recording time, we're going to go ahead and give them that phone number. Drop it again.
Yeah, the number is 713-447-2274. And we'll hook you up right here at In the Jar Studios.
And RadioIV.com is a vehicle to help promote local and regional talent.
That's right.
So you said Rigo came up with this idea. So does Rigo do any type of graphics or website administration?
Yeah, Rigo is an IT guy. Mm-hmm. He is just a genius when it comes to that kind of stuff. Mm. He's not a graphics guy. Our graphics guy is J.J. Cruz.
The Dirty Texican.
That's right. I mean, he does all that for us and handles all that artwork. But Rigo is the guy behind the scenes at RadioIV.com handling all that stuff. And things are getting ready to change for the better. Mm-hmm. He's got something called the Jam Room.
And that's even one more feature.
Yeah, it's going to just blow your mind. It's going to just... It's sort of like a MySpace, but it's different because you come to one place to find everybody, as opposed to, I hope somebody finds me here on MySpace. Yeah. This is more of a grassroots effort to get, you know, Texas music out there to the world. Mm-hmm. And believe me, lots of people enjoy music from Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I've heard. So there's so many features you have as far as with In the Jar Studios. You have RadioIV.com, Sounds Around Town. and a slew of other things. So how do you determine, because I know you're a very busy man, what gets placed on RadioIV.com as far as a playlist?
The playlist. Well, the playlist, if I like what I hear, if Moon DC likes what he hears on his show, it gets played. The only prerequisite we have, you know, is that the music be from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're an artist that is playing music here in Texas, I don't care if you're originally from here, we just want you to reside here and that you're playing here. That's what, you know, the prerequisite is. We just want to play music from people that are living in Texas and just blow the world's mind with that, you know, music, man.
It's for Texas, by Texas, and RadioYV.com is the poster child for Texas music. Great,
that's
Texas
the,
music. We
that's
got
right.
interviews. We've had artists on the show doing interviews. We also play their music for promotional material. We play their video. You can add and post up ads. Let's say if you need a drummer, if you need to get rid of your old equipment. There's so many things that you can do on RadioYV.com.
That's great.
For all the talented artists out there that are listening, are there any requirements for these bands to actually send you some material for Radio
IV? Like I said, things are getting ready to change. Right now, yeah, you know, you could send it to xfactor@radioiv.com, or you could send it to Moon DC, or you can send it to myself, and any one of us can get the music on there. But pretty soon, you'll be able to sign up and put your music up there yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what's getting ready to happen here in the near future.
That kind of go to the jam room, correct?
That's correct.
Oh, I see. Okay. As far as do you have any brand new information that you want to share with the listener on some brand new information as far as in the JR Studios?
Well, I'll tell you this.
Up in the future, kind of give us a little tidbit of what to expect in the future.
I'll tell you this. I am back in the music of playing music again. So I'll be out there performing with my band, Underground Nation. And we're getting ready to record our album right here in the JR Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll be hearing new music from Underground Nation.
Underground Nation Live. You can definitely check that out at RadioIV.com.
That's right.
Let these people know that are on the internet all day that In the JR Studios also has a website you can go and get information from. Go ahead.
Correct.
It's inthejarstudios.com.
That's correct.
And make sure you check out the podcast with Al Loya, Sound Around Town.
Yeah, and that's available at podomatic.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also available at radioiv.com as well as Moon DC Show.
Let's say somebody wants to learn how to play an instrument and they don't know how to play guitar. Do you also do as far as lessons, anything, piano?
Well,
you know,
I gave up the piano a long time ago. Mm-hmm. My sister just blew me away, so I said, you know, this instrument's just not for me. Let me take on the guitar, and that's where I stuck. I said that's the instrument I want to. Beyond, I mean, I can still play the keys, but I'm not that good.
I just had a guy a couple hours ago ask me if I knew anybody that could show him how to play bass guitar. He said he has one, but he's looking for some lessons.
Oh yeah, we'll do some lessons, private lessons here. We're not really all about that, but I mean, if your desire is to learn to play an instrument, we could schedule you a time to come in. You know, an hour lesson here and there once a week. We could do that for you, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and you're also doing live sounds for bands all across.
Yeah, I've been doing that for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. How long do you think it takes to hook up a whole band session, give or take, two or 3 hours?
In the studio or at a live event?
At a live venue.
At a live venue, I don't go by myself. I need two or three guys to help me set up. And it usually takes probably about between an hour to 2 hours, depending on how much stuff we have to take to that event.
Well, I'll let you know one thing, man. One time when I was going to San Jacinto for audio engineering, I hooked up a whole orchestra at Rice University. And you know what studio was there?
No, I don't know whose studio.
Sugar Hill.
No doubt.
Was there. And I was working with Sugar Hill Studios, and we recorded a whole orchestra at Rice University. And it was actually very interesting.
Is that right?
But this is in the Jar Studios.
Right.
So, but
you
it
know
was,
what?
It
you
was
know
a
what?
Real.
I don't know if you knew this. I also recorded some music at Rice University.
Yeah.
I had a very, very talented group of individuals that were performing at Rice University. They were playing flamenco music, but yet these guys were from Iran. And it was just amazing to see these guys perform. We actually ran sound live and recorded the event, and it came out pretty darn good.
It was honestly devastating because, you know, people just writing rhymes and doing beats and stuff like that, you know, doing something different like that, it just really broadened the horizon as far as your capability of actually doing music, recording music, playing music. It just brings the whole joy, sure thing to it, you know.
Most definitely.
But I know this right here on the Cliff Notes that I received that you have years of experience. And let's say that an artist comes in and you're actually giving him feedback on what you hear. Now, is that criticism or is that like, hey, man, try this?
I never try to criticize anyone. Mm-hmm. I just try to give them, you know, my input, you know. Mm-hmm. And most of the time it's that I hear another instrument that they may not have ever thought of that would go with their song, say a violin or a pad from a keyboard that wasn't there. And, you know, I'll play it for them. You know, I'll take the keyboard out and play something very simple. It doesn't really need to be complex to be good. Just add a little nuance, you know, to the song and make it just, you know, that much better.
So what the people really want to know, Al, is Underground Nation, a record in the future maybe? Album?
Yeah.
A full-length album?
Yeah.
Y'all better be ready for that because it's gonna sound really nice.
Oh, most definitely. And it's the same guys that I've been working with for quite a while.
Let's go ahead and they by chance couldn't have the opportunity to meet us at In the Jar Studios. We're going to give a shout-out to UN.
Yeah, that's Big Rube, Ruben Trevino. We got Jay on the drums, Jay Guerrero. And we got Noel Baeza on the bass. And these are the original players. And, of course, you know, we got Al playing guitar. And right now we are actually in the process of attaining a new singer. And we're going through the process of actually, you know, looking for a new vocalist, and we're narrowing it down right now. And actually, everybody that's come in contact with us has been pretty fantastic.
If their ears just went in shock, like, oh my God, I can't believe what I just heard, drop them a line to where they can get in contact with you tonight, tomorrow morning.
Yeah. You can hit me up at wiseal1@msn.com. We're still actually taking auditions.
Demos.
That's right.
You can send him an MP3.
You would fit into this group. And what we like to do is send out, you know, one or two songs for you to listen to and learn before you come in and audition for us so that, you know, you're ready and you actually know what we're like and what we're about. You know, we do a little interview with you before you actually start, you know, the process. But at any rate, that's you know, tying that together. But believe this. You know, the music's down. All we need is that vocalist that's going to take it to the next level.
And the whole band will be in the house to do the interview.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, because some people are like, oh, my gosh, you know, that whole thing kind of, do I got to go to a studio? People don't know. They're going to be telling me.
You know what, Moon? We don't even mention the fact. I mean, the listeners that are listening to the show right now, they're the only ones that really know that they're coming to a studio. We leave that all out. You know, we don't want anybody to come with preconceived notions that, oh, gosh, you know, they're going to be looking at me under a microscope or whatnot. You know, we just let them know that they're coming to check out a band. They're auditioning for a band, and that's it.
Yeah, and then when they get here, woo, blows up.
Exactly. I mean, you know, there's no need to put them under any more pressure than they need to be.
True. Something I want to get into as well, because I noticed that you do give feedback to the artists that come in as well as the clients. But like I was saying, back when I was in school, I was taught, and you know when you're taught a certain way, you kind of think that way,
yeah,
firsthand. But I was taught from my teacher that these sound engineers do not care what your music sounds like.
Well, a lot of them don't. A lot of them, you know, they're in it, you know, because you know, they want to be involved in the music business in some way, form or another. Some of them are all about it. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, and some of them aren't. I mean, you know, it's a crapshoot in a way.
I'll say this for an example, because I remember one time he said, if you have a band coming in, or if you have somebody that's coming in, you record them, you edit it, you mix it, master them, whatever they want, and then that's all you do. You don't give them any feedback. You just say, okay, stop, punch, clock, do this, and that's strictly business. You let them go on their way, and you don't say anything. You don't criticize it. You don't say, hey, that was the awesomest, you know, stuff I've ever heard.
You know what, Moon? You know, that's why we do a pre-production meeting here at Ninja Jar Studios, so that we can get it on the table, what it is that they expect from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually offer them the opportunity for me to be a part of the production process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me kind of give you an idea of what a producer is. I mean, a lot of people don't know what a producer does. Mm-hmm. And that's this. Okay, you know, a producer can be the person that takes you by the hand and says, okay, look, I'm going to be sure that you guys are actually ready to record before you get into the studio.
Yeah.
So they're actually checking out your rehearsals. You know, they go mm-hmm. check it out and they say, okay, I see, you know, one of the guitar players or the bass player, whoever it may be, is weak. And so he needs more work.
Mm-hmm.
And he may even decide to say, hey, you know what? We need a studio musician to fill in for this cat, because he's going to cost money in the studio sometimes. But, you know, if not, you know, you can take them to the side and say, hey, look, you're going to have to work on it. You know,
there's so many factors.
There is, yeah.
There's so many X factors going
right.
into.
And, you know, another thing that a producer does is actually keep everything in budget. So mm-hmm. say the band says, look, we have a limited amount of money that we can spend mm-hmm. on getting this project done.
Just for recording.
That's what a producer's job is. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the guy could say, well, you know, we got X amount of dollars, say $2,000, mm-hmm. and we want to get CDs pressed. We would like to get, you know, our recording done and all mm-hmm. this stuff. Well, you know, the producer could tell them, well, you know, we can get this much done at that cost.
Mm-hmm.
Be realistic,
yeah.
you know. And so that's kind of what a producer does. You know, in the hip-hop industry, a producer is a guy that creates the beats. Well, that's a different type of producer, you know, just to clear things up, because a mm-hmm. lot of people don't really know what a producer does. And so a producer needs to have some skills mm-hmm. other than management skills, as far as, you know, controlling the money and say, okay, these guys, you know, you need to show up at the studio at this time on this day. You know, he also needs to have a good ear mm-hmm. for music. He needs to be able to play some instruments, sing, and things of that nature, because that may just need to happen on that particular track or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to be flexible enough to be able to fall into that job description at that point in time. And another thing that a good producer would be able to do is engineer, if he has to, or at least be able to communicate with that sound engineer that's mm-hmm. at the studio that you're working at, what it is that he expects his vision for that particular track.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that kind of gives you an idea of what a producer's job is, mm-hmm. you know, and do I really need one or whatnot.
All those things go into play as far as when you're recording a record label.
That's correct.
Recording a record, you know, whether it be for a label, whether it just be you just like to do it for fun. But it is very expensive to record. It's very expensive to put your product out there on the streets.
That's right. And you know what? One thing I wanted to mention is the fact that when you're recording, if you're doing it with the intention of putting the product out for sale.
Retail.
Mm-hmm. You need to do the best job that you can. And the reason I'm saying that is because your work is competing with work at levels that are you know, pro level. I mean, mm-hmm. you're dealing with Sony. You're dealing with all these people that you know, everybody. I mean, from the street, you know, to the store. I mean, you're competing with all that.
You're competing with the mainstream.
That's
They've
right.
got the
you
radio
put,
play.
Yeah, you got to put your best foot forward all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to it.
And you really can't half step, because if you put out a bad record,
it's going to haunt you.
It will haunt. I'm glad you said that, because it's true. It's very true.
Definitely.
We're talking with Al right here at in the Jar Studios, Sound Around Town. This is your host, Moon DC. We're going to recap. We talked about Radio IV. Make sure you check out RadioIV.com. Submit your material.
Most definitely.
Make sure you check out the videos. You can listen to the playlist.
Yes, you can.
You can also go to the Sounds Around Town podcast, which is available at www.podomatic.com.
That's right. It's also available at RadioIV.com, too.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to Podomatic, you can download it and listen to it at your own leisure.
Exactly. You can mail it to a friend.
That's right.
We're trying to keep it. We talked about In the Jar Studios, the things that artists want to be involved in as far as recording music, live sound. They just might need help as far as the visionary for the music. They might not even want to record, but they want somebody to talk to as far as, this is kind of how I want it to make it sound. What do you think? Input.
Oh, yeah.
This is your man right here, Al Loya at In the Jar Studios.
It's true. You know, you can call me and I'll talk to you. I'll take the time out to talk to you. If I don't have the time at that moment, I will take your number down, mm-hmm. call you back. We'll discuss your project. And it doesn't matter to me whether you come into the studio and record with me or mm-hmm. you go somewhere else. It doesn't really matter. I'm going to answer your questions.
Let's say somebody wanted to, say, for instance, somebody wanted to say, hey, man, I wanted some guitar stuff done on this track.
Oh,
would
yeah.
you be able to listen to it and say, okay, well, I can do this for you?
Oh, yeah.
And
most
go,
definitely. Yeah, you know, I could throw down.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I could throw down on the guitar?
I can throw down on the guitar.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for particular styles, I mean, I'm a rock player. Mm-hmm. I can play some blues. I can play some country, some jazz. And if I can't do it, believe me, I know some guys that can throw down, you know, just as good or better than I can. So that's not a problem.
Well, we talked about RadioIV.com. We talked about Sounds Around Town, In the Jar Studios. You were just talking about you can play guitar. I'm pretty sure the listeners are thinking in their head, because I know that's what I'm thinking, why did he just grab the guitar and share us one of them songs?
Oh, please, Moon.
Put him on the spot like that.
I'm gonna have to make you wait and hear what we're doing with Underground Nation mm-hmm. so you can hear me where I'm best.
Well, that's what people are thinking now, because now they're like, whoa.
Yeah, well, I mean if they really want to listen, there is stuff up there by Underground Nation. Mm-hmm. This is like former
players. Check it out on
RadioIV.com. Check it out. Most definitely.
Yeah, I didn't mean to put you on the spot like that, man, because it was in the moment to where people,
Moon,
they might want to hear it.
Yeah. You're always doing that. And it's okay. You know, I would do it, but like I said, you know, I want to keep things fresh. Mm-hmm. I want you to hear the new stuff as it's meant to be heard.
And that's the way an artist should be.
Yeah. I mean, you know, leave that anticipation.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Make you want it more.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not going to leave that apple pie staring you in the face behind mm-hmm. closed doors. It's going to be right there at the windowsill so you can smell it.
But you can't come in.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, man. We're going to drop the website right here. Hook up with Al Loya at In the Jar Studio. We're going to drop the website and then we're going to drop the number.
Yeah, it's www.inthejarstudios.com. And the number is 713-447-2274.
And also check out the podcast, Sounds Around Town, and RadioYB.com. And I appreciate Al stopping by. I'm interested, man, in this UN record. I'm really anticipating that, to be honest with you. And I think it's going to be, if y'all are just now tuning in, they're looking and submitting demos. You can submit a demo. You can send your stuff because they're looking for a lead singer.
That's right.
So
we're not totally, we haven't totally made up our mind quite yet. But tell you what, there's some good prospects here. Let me tell you, it's been an amazing journey.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, and we hope to get this tied up here really soon, because we want to go ahead and finish this album that we've already started.
And is this album some older stuff kind of mixed in with some newer stuff?
It's some stuff that we hadn't put, you know, down on a CD.
Unreleased tracks.
Previously unreleased tracks, yeah.
Okay. Well, since that was said, let's say, okay, somebody want to put together a band, and let's say, I want it to sound like this with a little bit of that, with a little bit of this. As far as looking out to a lead singer, so he can go, okay, well, I'm in that genre. kind of give some big band to where they can kind of...
You know what? It's kind of funny because sometimes...
Or it's just totally different plane.
You know, we definitely have our own identity. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we can be compared to bands like U2, mm-hmm. you know, Pink Floyd, The Stones. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're kind of like
you
a
just,
classic
you just
rock
named,
type
you just
of band.
Named
yeah.
probably the top three out of the top five bands
yeah,
in
but
the world.
You know what? Sometimes we sound country, man. Sometimes yeah. we sound like the Eagles. I mean, you know, it's hard to say, you know, the moment... You know, we do Spanish rock too, mm-hmm. man. For that matter, I mean, the thing about it is it's whatever hits my soul mm-hmm. or one of the other guys. That's what we do, man. I mean, that's you know, we don't limit ourselves. Mm-hmm. We don't paint ourselves into a corner and say we're just gonna do blues or we're gonna mm-hmm. just do rock or you know whatever, dude. We don't lock ourselves into any kind of genre.
Well, anybody that's ready to get on that ride of Underground Nation, make sure you call out. Definitely.
Yeah, most definitely. We're ready for it, man. I mean, we're just, you know, tired of spinning our wheels, and we're doing this right. And we're going to get it out there, and hopefully, you know, it'll take off. I mean, it's my dream just as much as it mm-hmm. is anybody out there yeah. doing the same thing.
Well, hopefully one day we'll see you on tour.
Cool, man.
With the big record deal. Yeah.
Well,
and I'll
you know,
be trying to page you.
right. I'm happy.
And you,
you
call me 3 days later.
I'm happy, you know, helping my fellow musicians here mm-hmm. too, man. So don't think that's you know the ultimate goal because you know, yeah. man, dude, I'm 42 years old. you know what I'm saying? I really do it for the love, man. That's yeah. it, dude. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If I go tour or whatever, that's cool. But you know, ultimately, it's for the love of the music, man. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason
I do it. It's rough being out there though on the road, you know, for numerous amounts of months. It's rough.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's rough doing it here locally,
yeah,
man.
I know, right?
You know, so imagine that quadrupled, you know, taking it, you know, Texas tour or going, you know, United States tour.
60 cities for 7 months.
Yeah, it'd be a hell of a...
Oh, man. Imagine when you get back, you'll be like, these people moved. I'm
right.
trying to knock
yeah.
on these
Your
people's houses.
All, yeah, man. I mean, you won't they recognize
moved.
The neighborhood. Yeah. You know. You know. But yeah, you know... Let's wrap it up before the show gets too long, but, you know.
It's good music. Good music talk with my friend Al.
Yeah, man. I really appreciate you doing this, Moon. You know, it's always good to keep the people informed, mm-hmm. you know, on what's going on and, you know, how we can help them here at In the Jar Studios and Sounds Around Town.
It's a very good insight of what goes on within the Jar Studios.
Yeah, most
So we're going to sound out. We're going to sign out at with Al. Go ahead and drop one more plug right here on Sounds Around Town.
Yeah, you can get your music recorded, or if you need a live sound engineer, you can contact me at 713-447-2274, and we can help you with those needs. Or, you know, visit us on the net at www.inthejarstudios.com.
Well, that was a very good conversation on some music. That was my good friend Al of In the Jar Studios. You can catch his show, Sounds Around Town, on the podcast right there at RadioYV.com. This is Moon DC signing out. Peace, brother.
We always look forward to your comments or suggestions for future podcasts. Or if you'd like to comment on a podcast you just heard, you can do so at srtmail@earthlink.net. That's srtmail@earthlink.net. Until next time, this is Al Loya signing off.